chapter 23. Verse 2. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Verse 3. So you must obey them and do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. Verse 4. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Verse 5. Everything they do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. Verse 6. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. Verse 7. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them rabbi. Verse 8. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have only one master and you are all brothers. Verse 9. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Verse 10. Nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher, the Christ. Verse 11. The greatest among you will be your servant. Verse 12. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 13. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Verse 14. Verse 15. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. Verse 16. Woe to you, blind guides! You say, if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. Verse 17. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold, or the temple that makes the gold sacred? Verse 18. You also say, if anyone swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift on it, he is bound by his oath. Verse 19. You blind men! Which is greater, the gift, or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Verse 20. Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. Verse 21. And he who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. Verse 22. And he who swears by heaven swears by God's throne and by the one who sits on it. Verse 23. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill and cumin. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter, without neglecting the former. Verse 24. You blind guides! You strain out a gnat but swallow a camel. Verse 25. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Verse 26. Blind Pharisee! First clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Verse 27. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. Verse 28. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Verse 29. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. Verse 30. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our forefathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Verse 31. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Verse 32. Fill up, then, the measure of the sin of your forefathers. Verse 33. You snakes! You brood of vipers! How will you escape being condemned to hell? Verse 34. Therefore I am sending you prophets and wise men and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. Verse 35. And so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Verse 36. I tell you the truth, all this will come upon this generation. Verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Verse 38. Look, your house is left to you desolate. Verse 39. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.